Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Trace, tell me about the way your family names. Like, some cultures, it's very like you're named after family members. Some creativity is prioritized. Does your family have sort of a naming schema?
No, none at all. No.
My mom was always afraid that we would be boys because dad would want to name us Nathaniel, which is fine. But she did not like the nickname Nat. And so she was like, it's girls, high five. So my family tends to be fairly traditional. We're named after somebody. And if you've filled your obligations, you get a creative name. So Amy is the creative name. I'm not named after anybody.
Oh, but your sisters were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I won the unique name, even though my sisters are Robin and Ruth and my dad is Rob. So I have this R envy. I don't match. I never had any sympathy that my mom didn't match.
Yeah, see, and we used to have a family that lived in here in Spokane, and they were all K names.
Yes, yes. And they attended the school where I worked. It got confusing.
Yeah, it was mom and dad and then six
kids. Six, yes. I think we only had five of them at once, but yeah. Yeah. Well, this fella, I stumbled upon it completely by accident, going down an internet wormhole as we do. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for his name? It's the best name ever.
Okay.
He is Hubert Blaine Wolf Schlegel Steinhausen Bergerdorf, Senior.
Oh my gosh. Senior.
Senior. So, there's a junior out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hubert Blaine was born August 4th of 1914 in Bergdorf, Germany, as in his name, Bergdorf.
Wow.
And he was a German-born American typesetter. So he ended up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the story of his name isn't just that that's a big name. That is his abbreviated name.
What?
Yes. So his name actually is made up from 27 names. Each of the 26 of his first names is a different letter of the English alphabet in alphabetical order. And his last name tells a story.
I have so many questions. Did he name himself all these names, or was he given all of these names?
He was given all of these names. So I really don't want to know his story. I really want to know his dad's story. Because his story is wonderful. He has this wonderful sense of familial pride and this wonderful ownership, because he would be, if people didn't spell that name right, he would correct them, and he would, you know, he liked his name. And there's this wonderful, look him up. I'll put it in the show notes. There's this great picture where he's so tickled and he's holding up his birth certificate and he just looks so happy about his name. As he reports it, this is the story of his name. And this is the whole last name, which I haven't even told you yet.
Oh my gosh.
I know. This is the Wikipedia notation of what he said. It tells the story of a wolf killer, a resident of a stone house in a village whose ancestors were conscientious shepherds, whose sheep were well fed and carefully guarded against attack by ferocious enemies, and whose ancestors, 1,200,000 years before the first Earthman, in a spaceship made the tungsten and seven iridium motors, and using light as a source of power, started a long journey across the interstellar space, searching for a star around which was an inhabitable planet where they could establish a new race of intelligent mankind and where they would live long, happy lives and be free from attack by other intelligentsia from outer space from whence they came.
Is he like the first Scientologist? I mean, what?
I know, this name is amazing. And this family story of where it came from. The New Dictionary of American Family Names translates the 35-letter version as a descendant of Wolf Schlegelstein, one who prepared wool for a manufacturer on a stone, of the house of Bergerdorf, which is a mountain village.
Okay, so do we get to hear the entire 20, what is it, 3, 4, 20?
Yeah. Okay, here's his first names.
Okay.
Adolf, Blaine, Charles, David, Earl, Frederick, Gerald, Hubert, Irvin, John, Kenneth, Lloyd, Martin, Nero, Oliver, Paul, Quincy, Randolph, Sherman, Thomas, Uncas, Victor, William, Xerxes, Yancey, Zeus.
Uncas? Oh,
why didn't he go by Uncas? Hubert? I know. And Hubert Blaine. Why wasn't he Adolf Blaine? Because he was born in 1914. Adolf was a fine name, man.
Well, were there a whole bunch of siblings with similar, I mean, like, what? I have so many questions.
So do I. Are you ready for the last name? I did my best. I broke it down. I don't speak German. So those who do, who are like, wow, that was bad. I know, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
And he says these German words made up that story, but somebody, some other German person who had emigrated to America read it and said, oh, there's so many grammatical and spelling errors. It really doesn't say that, but okay. Okay. Let me get my cursor ready because I've got to scroll for miles. Okay.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Welchever, Altern, Warren, Gewissenhaft, Schaffer, Swessen, Schaffer, Warren, Wohlgeflügend, Sorgfaltig, Kite, Beschulzen, Warren, Greffend, Urkirob, Gerig, Fiend, Welchever, Alterns, Wolfhunder, Atthausen, Jaris, Warren, Dierschenen, Von der Stier. Got to scroll. Demensch, Derem, Schiffgen, Octigmuk Mittung, Steinend, Sieben Iridium, Electris Motors, Gebrot Schlitthalsen, Sprung von Kraft, Gestartsten, Langerfarthen, Zwischenstern, Artigram, Auf der Suschen, Nachbar, Schafterstem, Welche Gehabat, Bowan, Barplantin, Kreiser, Drehen, scrolling again. Sischen und Wohinder, Nuras, von Verstandig, Menschlich, Kite, Kontefort, Flasen, Undischerfren, Anleben, Langschifreuden, Drumhemnichten, Furchtvorang, Reifenvorander, Erintelligent, Geschäfts von Heinzweiken, Sternartigram Senior.
Okay, I find it ironic. Okay, you said he was a typesetter, right?
Yes, I loved that when I read that.
So if he was going to put his name on anything, it would take half the day just to get all those letters. I think he'd just have one of those made up just off on the side.
There were a number of abbreviations that they said he used for practicality, like Wolf plus 280. Want to know his dad's name? Say yes.
Yes.
Elvis Wolfschlagel Steinhausenbergerdorf. You'd think I'd get that better now, but Elvis, his dad's name was Elvis.
But his dad was like in 18 something. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
His dad would have been, because he was 1914.
Oh my God.
So his dad would have had to have been late 1800s. Who in Germany named their son Elvis?
What a wacky family. Maybe they were aliens.
Maybe so. They came back. The king is not dead. He just time looped. He's German with a sense of humor now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's the wolf slayer who lives in the stone house in the mountain village and saved the world with iridium.
That's epic. I feel
so
like
good.
Kerr is lacking, right? Like,
I know, Barton.
He would have laughed at our tiny little names.
Yes. And he would have sounded like Flula Borg when he did it.
Tiny little Flula. Names.
Me too.
I feel like we need to get a hold of Flula. If you haven't ever watched Flula, check him out on YouTube and be like, Flula, could you please read this name for us?
I'm going to email this to him. Nobody emails anymore. I'm going to at him with this.
Yes.
Send him a link and he'll do a car video.
I would tune in for that in a second.
Me too. That's my brainstorm from Amy Barton. All of like 9 letters.
I salute you.
Everybody's going to tune out at the end. Nobody's listening anymore. Halfway through the name, they're like, I'm out.
All I could think as you were reading that whole name, I like the unscrolling because that was good, is that someone, you know, listening to it, if they were to come in like while you were reading that, it almost sounded like you were speaking in tongues. So
yes, it's very business-like speaking in tongues, but
yes.
Yes.
Organized, because it was German. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I broke it up to the best of my ability down into smaller chunks that looked like logical words.
I heard words in there. Like it was like, oh, there's night and oh, there's wolf and oh, there's, yeah. Flugen. So no, I believe you. I'm in. Okay. Well.
Iridium.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you want to know more and you want to see a picture of Hubert Blaine with his birth certificate.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I need to see
Wikipedia that. Wikipedia does, and I will put it up.
Oh, excellent. You can find that at brainjunkpodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter as @mybrainjunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.